We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The good news, the Holy Gospel, appointed for the 18th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 30. The disciples went on from there and passed through Galilee. And Jesus did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to be first of all and best of all, but to be the last of all and servant of all, to follow the example of Jesus himself, who became a servant when he said the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Therefore, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our minds to be more like Jesus in his humility and unselfish service to others. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, with special attention to verses 33 through 35. And they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked him, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. And Jesus sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, who is the greatest? What would you say right now? Yes, who is the greatest? The question the 12 disciples asked Jesus himself in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 verse 1, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it the one who is last of all and servant of all? Or is it the one who is first of all and the greatest and the best of all? And why? Because in our society today, we are encouraged to be first and the best and the greatest, and certainly not the last of all and the servant of all. To be number one, to go after fame, prestige, power, and glory, to be proud of our own success, our own accomplishments in life, no matter what the cost may be. Because that's precisely what the disciples were talking about as they had argued with one another about who was the greatest among them. Yes, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? As a matter of fact, all of this was happening while Jesus was teaching his disciples about what was going to happen to him later on during his ministry, that the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise again. And yet it is interesting to note that they did not understand the saying of Jesus. They did not understand what Jesus was talking about. Our text even says that they were afraid to ask Jesus about it. Not only that, but the notion that perhaps even one of them was going to betray him into the hands of sinful men. The notion that perhaps even one of them was going to deny him later 3 times, saying, "I do not know the man." Unfortunately, they had their own agenda for Jesus. They weren't listening to what Jesus was saying to them. They didn't understand, and they were afraid to ask him about it. Unfortunately, they just did not want Jesus to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. They wanted Jesus to be their bread king. For Jesus to be crowned as the new king of the Jews, the one who would finally deliver them from the tyranny under the Roman Empire and the legal domination imposed upon them by the religious leaders in Jerusalem. That's all the disciples and the people were really concerned about. As they tried repeatedly, over and over and over again, to force him to become the new king of the Jews. As a matter of fact, as they arrived in Capernaum, Jesus finally asked them the question, "What were you discussing on the way? What were you talking about?" And how did they react and respond to Jesus' question? They said nothing. Our text says they kept silent. And why? Because they were perhaps embarrassed, ashamed of themselves, of their behavior, of asking who was going to be the greatest among them, instead of being concerned about what was going to happen to Jesus later on, being delivered to the hands of sinful men and be killed by them. And yet, in spite of their silence, their selfishness, looking out only for themselves, how does Jesus respond to them? Does Jesus get angry? Does he get upset with them? No. He tells them to sit down and answers their question of who is going to be the greatest among them, the 12 disciples. Jesus says to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." Not only that, but Jesus took a child into his arms and he went on to say, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me into this world." In other words, if any one of you wants to be first or the greatest, he must first of all not only be last, but a servant of all. That greatness is not achieved through success and accomplishments in being number one, but in being last and a servant of all. That's precisely what Jesus did himself as he became a servant. The words of Jesus himself, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus set the example for them. Jesus was not only willing to serve, but to give his own life on the cross for us. sinners, so that you and I could be forgiven of our many sins. And through faith in Jesus as our Savior, have the gift of eternal life. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Who is the greatest among us here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church? Think about it for just a moment. Is it the pastor? Is it the board of elders, the church council, or even for that matter, the voters' assembly of our congregation? And the answer is, none of us are the greatest. None of us are first or the best. On the contrary, Jesus says very clearly to you and to me this morning, if any one of us would be first, he must be last. And servant of all. Are we listening to Jesus this morning? In other words, the predominant biblical principle in a Christian's life and in the Christian church is to always practice humility, being last, and especially being a servant rather than being the greatest and the best, being number one. We are to be more like the Good Samaritan who didn't think about himself being first, but willing to be last and a servant as he took care of a stranger he had never met before, who was beaten and left dead on the road from Jericho to Jerusalem instead of the Levite and the priest who ignored this man and passed by on the other side. We ought to become more like the publican in the temple who also did not think about himself being first, but last. He wouldn't even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast and cried out to God, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Instead of the Pharisee, who was thinking only about himself, patting himself on the back and saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men or women or children, robbers and evildoers and adulterers, or even like this tax collector, the publican in the temple. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus said about both of them. Listen to what Jesus says. I tell you that this man, the publican, went home justified by God rather than the other, the Pharisee. And then listen to what Jesus says next. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Yes, at the end of the day, we are to be more like Jesus himself as he humbled himself through his suffering and death on the cross. St. Paul writes, Jesus emptied himself. He gave them and us all his life on the cross. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Yes, we are to follow the example of Jesus and to be more like Jesus in his humility and service to others. Not to be the greatest, not to be first, the best, but last and servant of all. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit. Not only to be more like the Good Samaritan and the publican in the temple, but to be more like Jesus. And we're never going to get there. We're always going to fail because of our sins. That's why we need Jesus, who has set the example for us to be last and servant of all. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Come, follow me, said Christ our Lord. All in my way abiding, your selfishness throw overboard. Obey my call and guiding. Obey your crosses and confide in my example as your guide. God bless you, all of us, as we follow the example of Jesus. It's tough. I deal with it every day of my life. I fall short of the glory of God. I sin daily, just like everybody else. And yet we're encouraged with the help of the Holy Spirit to be last and be a servant of all. Jesus says in the Gospel of Matthew, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.